another day of searching in two states. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. First to Pennsylvania, where five people are still unaccounted for following Friday's explosion at a chocolate factory. This woman's friend works at the facility in West Reading.
They haven't found her, so she's one of the missing people.
Three people are confirmed dead. The cause of the blast hasn't been determined. Next to Mississippi, where a powerful EF4 tornado touched down Friday night, leaving a path of destruction 100 miles wide.
Emergency workers in the South are scrambling to find and rescue survivors trapped under rubble after tornadoes ripped through Mississippi and Alabama. Officials confirmed the storm killed at least 26 people and left dozens more injured. The powerful storm has also left hundreds homeless and entire towns leveled. The largest of the tornadoes swept across the entire width of Mississippi.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Next hour, Governor Tate Reeves will provide an update. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Ghana, where she was greeted by school children. Her week-long trip to Africa will also take her to Zambia and Tanzania. The national COVID-19 emergency will be lifted in May, and that's raising concerns about the price of vaccines.
Moderna CEO Stefan Bancel is defending raising the price of its COVID vaccine, telling Senator Bernie Sanders in a recent hearing that there's a big difference in having only the federal government as a customer instead of individual pharmacies.
We used to have 10 doses in each vial. Now we're going to have every vial will have a different dose. This is not the same.
I understand, but quadrupling the price is huge.
The CDC says 81% of the U.S. population has had at least one dose of a COVID vaccine.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A warning about a multi-state meat recall.
Elkhorn Valley Packing issuing the recall for its boneless beef chuck product, Elkhorn Valley Pride Angus Beef. The Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service saying a sample tested positive for Shiga toxin-producing E. coli. The product, which was packed on February 16th, was shipped to hotels and restaurants and other businesses in Connecticut, Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania. There have been no confirmed reports of illness. Symptoms include diarrhea and vomiting, children under 5 years old, older adults, and persons with compromised immune systems are at a greater risk of developing kidney failure. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
A three-hour delay for Delta Airlines passengers traveling from Los Angeles to Seattle. Minutes before takeoff yesterday, a man allegedly opened an emergency door that activated the plane's emergency slide. The man then jumped onto the back of a baggage cart and was held down by workers. He was taken to a hospital for a mental evaluation. A setback for the FAA. President Biden's pick to lead the agency has withdrawn his nomination. Philip Washington, the CEO at Denver International Airport, failed to gain enough support in the Senate. Republicans cited his limited aviation experience. California ski season just got extended.
Several ski resorts in the Golden State have announced they've received so much snow that they plan to stay open through at least the first part of summer. Mammoth Mountain, a popular four-season resort located in the eastern Sierra Mountains, announced this week it will be open for skiing at least till the end of July. Similarly, Palisades Tahoe announced it would continue to operate the alpine portion of the resort until the July 4th weekend.
Fox's Ted Lidner. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.